And if it is Friday morning at 6:45-ish, notice I said ish, Coach Jamie Beckler, to make allowance for the fact that I'm running about 3 minutes and 44 seconds behind, approximately speaking, Coach.
That's fine. That's fine, Ollie. Good morning.
Good morning. I bring that up because the best laid plans, you know, the expression came from John Steinbeck's book of Mice and Men. And some days I'm not sure if I'm the mouse or the man, but I do know this. I sure try to plan. But, you know, you talked to us 2 weeks ago about how to respond when you lose your job. Then we talked about a little bit of planning and going into the interview and the things to do. But sometimes when you land that position and you're suddenly, it's like the cool oldie that's well before what we play here, Larry Verne, please, Mr. Custer, and the line there is, what am I doing here? And sometimes don't we feel like that in the business world? We get there and everything seems to be just absolutely overwhelming us.
It absolutely can feel like that a lot of times. And sometimes it's because, you know, we don't have a plan at all. Like we don't know where we're going. We don't even know, or if we know where we want to go, we don't even know how to get there. Sometimes it's that we haven't worked into our plan the fact that there might be little hiccups, little obstacles, little curveballs that come our way. And so, you know, certainly there's a lot to unpack here, but you definitely need to know where you're going. You need to have kind of a vision. You need to know where you want to end up. I think of the old football coach Herm Edwards, who's now on ESPN, and he said every goal needs a plan or else it's just a wish. And a lot of times we just wish that something good would happen instead of having a plan for that, having a goal and then going out there and developing kind of a plan of attack. And so, if we're out of work, we've talked about that the last couple of weeks, you're out of work or you're looking for a better job, a new job. You know, sometimes we say, well, we wish that this would happen or I hope that this happens. And that's not really the way to go through life. You know, figure out what it is you want, figure out where it is you want to go. Most of us don't just jump in a car and drive around not knowing where we want to end up.
Coach. Remember, 500 left turns and you have a NASCAR race. But doesn't life feel some times like that? We don't plan because we don't think it matters because all of the, you know, and it is like a NASCAR race. Somebody slides over, you're into the wall. Or somebody cuts in front of you and suddenly you're spun out. And sometimes we know the NASCAR drivers get, as the late Jim McKay would say, up close and personal.
Yeah, and even sticking with your NASCAR analogy, you know, even though it might seem like, well, 500 laps or 500 left turns and all of a sudden you're done, but they still have a plan. They know when they're going to change tires. They know when they're going to gas up. They're not going 100, you know, pedal to the metal, cranking that car out as fast as it can go for all 500 laps sometimes. They have to have a plan, but then 100 different things come their way. You know, somebody crashes in front of them, or they get bumped a little bit and lose some spots, or a caution comes out quicker than they anticipated. So they have a plan, but then they also have the best leaders or the most successful people also have some built-in plans, some plan Bs, plan Cs for when things don't quite go their way, because we have to be adaptable. We have to be able to adjust. And, I used to hear, and I don't know if Bobby Knight was the first one to ever say this, but the coach at Indiana used to say, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And it probably came from Lincoln. Lincoln seemed to have all the good quotes.
Well, the one that
Lincoln... You know, we set ourselves up sometimes, just like Herm Edwards said, you know, every goal needs a plan or else it's just a wish. We set ourselves up for failure sometimes when we don't plan.
And then there's the situation where we have people, and I'm going back to the Dark Ages, as I humorously say, PCs were 8-bit processors and 10-megabyte hard drives ruled the world. I remember a company, a very large company, that had a 5-year plan, and every 3 months they updated the 5-year plan. and it became something that was almost like a straitjacket. Now we're in a situation, and I remember my time in education when you can't imagine anybody ever getting over-torqued with me, Coach, but they did. And my dean at one of the colleges for which I was an adjunct faculty, I was constantly coming up with new ideas, and he put up a moratorium. He said, I don't want any new ideas from you for the next 6 months. And that was like, you know, tying secretariat to a plow. But the thing was that he told me, he said, Oliver, if you make any major change in education in 2 years, you pat yourself on the back. And then he paused and said, because we were a college of business, and in business you're 18 months too late. Where do we find that line in our lives, personally, in our professional lives, of when the planning becomes so rigid that you can't adapt, you can't respond, and not saying, fine, like the budget. You prepare it every year, throw it in the drawer, and then next year at the same time you pull it out, update it, and then you throw it back in the drawer. You know what I'm saying, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have to, whether it's our plans, whether it's our, you know, our strategic planning, our goals, whatever it is, we have to be in a constant state of reevaluation, a constant state where we are trying to get better and always improve. And, you know, in business, we see this all the time. We see the opposite of this in business sometimes, is that we wait, or education or whatever we're in, we have a one-year, let's say, evaluation. Well, one-year evaluation, you know, that it's waiting too long. I think we have to have more evaluation time. We have to be constantly saying, all right, is this what we need to be going? Is this the path that we need to be going down? And it doesn't have to be life-changing and altering type decisions that we make. Like, we don't have to keep throwing out our vision statement, our mission statement constantly. But what we need to do is constantly be reevaluating. All right, are we on pace to achieve this? Are we doing the steps that are necessary to achieve this? You know, and we do this in our personal lives. We tend to, the only time we really think about our lives and changing our lives is around New Year's, for the New Year's resolutions. And then we stop kind of evaluating where we're at. Well, what are our goals? Our goal is to get a better job. Our goal is to lose weight, you know, to be nicer to people. Whatever that is, are we constantly evaluating where we stand with that? A lot of your listeners are sports fans. Well, when you're watching sports, there's a constant scoreboard. You're constantly knowing where you stand. It's not one of those things where it's secretive and then at the end of, you know, a 60-minute game, well, who won? You know, you don't know who won. You know throughout the time because you're evaluating, and that's what we need to do. We need to be willing to do that. And some of us aren't willing to do that. Some of us just see that, hey, here's our goal, and in 6 months or a year from now, we'll know whether we reached it or not. And sometimes you just have to have a plan B or a plan C.
Well, that brings up an interesting point, since we're talking a little bit about sports figures. One of the people that I found from a faith perspective and a coaching perspective, and I remember it's the only time I saw him not wearing a hat because Mom told him don't wear a hat indoors when he took off that hat that characterized him, was the late Tom Landry. And it was quoted and attributed to him that he said in response to a famous Green Bay coach, he said, winning isn't everything, but the will to win is. Is the will to plan really fundamental? You don't have to constantly change the mission statement, but you need to have the will to plan and make it something that you kind of will yourself to do, like an athlete, to run an extra lap, to do another 20 up-downs, whatever it is?
Yeah, and that's tough for a lot of people because planning takes self-evaluation. And most of us don't want to analyze where we are at because that means that we might have to admit some of our flaws or admit that we're not at the level that we want to be. We're not where we should be. I think it takes a strong will to even start to prepare, to even start to plan. You know, but we have to analyze where we're at. But so many of us just play checkers in life instead of playing some chess. you know, we just react to what happens real quickly to us instead of where do I want to be in 5 years and how is what I'm doing right now going to get me there? And then after 6 months, you evaluate, all right, am I still on the right path to get to where I want to be 5 years from now? Or, you know, it doesn't even have to be 5 years out, just a year out or even 6 months out. Whatever that is in our lives, but too many of us just go through life playing checkers where we're just reacting to short-term things that happen without a long-term plan and knowing what our purpose is. What do I want? Do I want to have a dead-end job my whole life just because it might pay some bills, or do I want to actually have a job that's meaningful to me? But if I don't plan for that and start putting some things in place, then I might never achieve those goals, and then I get to be, you know, an old person working a dead-end job that I don't like and feel like I've wasted my life. And all because I didn't take one day to really sit down and analyze my life and plan some things out.
And that's where we'll need to leave it. Again, Coach Jamie Beckler, Beckler on Business, at Coach Beckler, B-E-C-H-L-E-R, and Twitter, coachbeckler.com. Get there and download those three free ebooks, including 101 Ways to Motivate People. Coach Jamie, until next week, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ollie.
Bye-bye.